Welcome to our podcast Step Into the Future, which is all about fashion, sustainability and social change. My name is Henning Siedentop. I'm the founder and managing director of Melaware. We are based in Kassel. We are a sustainable fashion company and we are doing garments like textiles, backpacks and sneakers. All is made out of fair trade and organic cotton. And last episode, 1 week ago, a little bit more than 1 week ago, we discussed about the current situation of the coronavirus and how it affects both Melaware as a company, my team, but also our producers, our supply chain, and in particular also our customers like the retailers here in Germany and in Europe, and what does the situation of the coronavirus means to Melaware. And today I want to focus and emphasis on the situation in India. India is the world's biggest producer for organic cotton worldwide. India is producing about one third, like 30% of the world's cotton production. And for them, the textile industry is very important because it's one of their main industries. So many people are working in the textile industry. And at the moment, everybody is affected in India who's working in the textile industry, but also in all other industries. As you might have heard from the news, India is totally shut down. So since 1.5 weeks till mid of April, the entire country is shut down. So people are not allowed to go to work. People are not allowed to travel within the country. They basically have to stay at home. That's also what we have seen in the news, how migrant workers and people working in the cities are trying to go remote back to the villages where they originally come from, because many of the people in India do make daily work and in the big cities, and they have enough income and savings to last for 2 or 3 days. But if the work is over and they can't continue, they automatically will have an issue because they can't pay the food and the basic needs what they need. So that is what's going on right now. We have also heard already from our producers and people we know in India that the prices for the groceries and everything is going up. So there's a very, very big constraint at the moment. And as you know, Melaware is producing 100% in India, as all our fair trade organic cotton and garments do come from India. We are totally dependent and affected on the situation that is happening in India right now. So we rely on the situation in India, which is the world's biggest population in terms of democracy in the world, with 1.4 billion people living there. So for us, it was important to give you some information, first-hand information from our partners in India. So I have asked two people that we really work with on a daily basis that are very important for Melaware and that do have a very good insight. And I would like to introduce to you Amit Naka. Amit Naka is the founder and producer of Pure Cots Eco Lifestyle in Gujarat in India. He's doing only sustainable fashion since his foundation. He's only working with organic cotton, and he employs around 1,000 people and tailors at his factory. We have already recorded a session with him in the past, so check out a previous episode if you want to get to know him and his company better. So I have asked Amit to send me in a short notice on what is the current situation looking like in Umagaum in Gujarat, India, where he is located at the moment, and that is what he said.
Regarding the current situation in Umargaon and at Pure Cots with respect to the coronavirus outbreak is that so far there is no official report of a case in this district of Valsad, of which Umargaon is a small town. And the closest case is till yesterday was 100 kilometers away. Today there is a report of a case near 50 kilometers from here, but that's a different district, Silvas, and the borders are sealed, so we hope that the containment will last longer. Otherwise there is a lockdown as per Government of India instructions, and we will be locked down till the 14th of April, and hopefully if the situation doesn't aggravate, the lockdown will be eased and people will be allowed to work in a phased manner. Our factory is primarily shut down, but we have got the permission from the government to operate marginally. That is, only around 20 people are working now exclusively for making cotton masks for the general public, which we are donating around our factory in the villages near Umargaon.
So we could hear from PureCots, from Amit, what's happening right now, how the lockdown is affecting PureCots as they are shut down till the 14th of April. You could hear it in the end, only 20 out of 1,000 tailors are allowed to continue to work, to make voluntary job of making organic cotton mask for the people living nearby. That's the situation at the moment. I would also like to introduce to you my second person that I've asked for a statement about what's going on in India right now, which is Mr. Santil. And Santil is helping Mailaware since 2015. He has founded a company that is an agency supporting brands to develop and produce garments out of India. He's supporting Mailaware on its path to sustainable innovation, like the backpacks and the sneakers, but also doing inspections and reports on the garment tech set. So he's visiting PureCots frequently, but he's living in Tirupur, India. Tirupur is a city in the state of Tamil Nadu, which is in the south of India, and it's the hub basically for cotton textiles and t-shirts from India. It's said to be that every third t-shirt in the world is made in Tirupur itself, which is quite a lot. So most probably you do have some t-shirts when it said made in India that was made in Tirupur itself. And Tirupur, as it is a hub, their major international brands are producing there. And I have asked him to give us an update on how does the situation look like in Tirupur right now, so that you can get an understanding how it might differ from PureCots and Umargaon.
Indian government has announced lockdown by March 24th till April 14th. So with a very short notice, this lockdown was announced. So most of the workers who works at Tirupur, I mean they're not able to go back to their native places, especially the North Indian workforce who predominantly working in Tirupur, they're staying back. Out of this workforce, big factories have offered them hostel facility and food. So those people are really taking care, they have been taken care of. Whereas the people who are staying outside on their own, and they are the sufferers, but I think the government is giving some arrangements, giving daily meals, and really taking care of them.
So as you have heard, there's a big difference in the way how things are handled in Tirupur. The basic assumption is the same. All the factories are shut down. People are not allowed to work. The people who have been able to leave to their home have left, but most of the people are migrant workers and they have to stay back at that area. And for some of them, they have been provided shelter, but many of them do work in the informal sector and they don't have any security system or unemployment insurance or healthcare insurance. So they have to help themselves how they manage in this situation right now. So I think it's good to get a little bit more insights on the wages and how financially the people do survive right now. So who's taking care of them? Do they get still an income? Is the government supporting them? We know at PureCots they have contracts, so it's part of the responsibility of the producer. But in Tirupur in India, people are working on daily wages or weekly wages, so it's a totally different scenario. Let's listen to Amit first. How are the people from PureCots doing at the moment? Where are they and how do they financially manage and how do they feed themselves? Let's listen to what Amit is saying.
Right now, the workers and the tailors are in their homes. As I mentioned, they are supposed to be indoors and they are indoors. They are not coming to work. And 80% of our workforce is local from the nearby villages. So they are with their families and They are doing well. They are healthy because this district is free from coronavirus officially as of now. And they are waiting for the lockdown to ease so that they can start work. And financially, they are doing okay. They are well because we have paid them the salary, full salary for March. And also most of our workers live in joint families along with their brothers, parents, or sisters. And they have a joint income and shared resources so they can manage. They also have fields, small fields where they grow their own rice, vegetables. They have one or two cows so they can get milk. And the family and relatives are around, so they support each other socially, they interact, and the workers are coping well.
So after listening to the situation in Umagaum at Pyokots factory area, it's interesting to have a short glimpse on what Santil is telling us, how the people help themselves in the Tirupur area where the factories are not able to support the workers because it's migrant workers. They, most of them are not in the formal sector, but more in the informal sector. And they don't have an ongoing income or contract as they work on a weekly basis. Let's listen to what Santil is saying about the situation in Tirupur area.
There is nothing specific support from the government for the workers. At the moment, the government trying to, as I meant, in interim relief, they are giving around $14 to $15 per family, along with some rice and other essential food items. So the same has been extended to all the people, including the workers. And the North Indian workforce who are staying outside have been given a shelter and food by the government. That's a support at the moment.
So that was a good overview on how financially the workers, the tailors, the people most in need do act right now. How is the difference between the two different scenarios? But overall, it's very important to see how will the situation change once the lockdown is over. So normally we learned that in Tirupur the factories are operating based on the big orders of the international brands and on their volume. So whatever they order and buy is what's going to be produced, and that's what the people make a living out of it. And the question is there any reaction from the brands? What have they told their producers? How is the work together, or what is the atmosphere looks like at the moment? Is there any support coming from the international brands to the producers? And let's give Santil a chance to explain a little bit what the present situation looks like.
So major brands have cancelled their orders, and some of the buyers are looking for discounts. And there are a lot of things, like, nothing is so confirmed yet, because even those countries, this market is predominantly engaged by American customers, and UK and European customers. So the issue is a global issue now. So when there is no sales, even the exporters also understand that, they may not be able to ship the orders on time. So once the factories are open and come to a normal state, then only they will come to know, which customer and who will take the goods. And but at the moment, it is too early to say that. I don't see any big commitments or support has come to the exporters from the international buying community.
The answers given by Santil do explain a little bit what the producer situation looks like. So they are faced with orders that have been cancelled by international brands or set on hold. So there's not a support coming at the moment from the brands because they had to shut down their stores and shops. And the first thing they're doing is that they are cutting their orders and that they're setting everything on hold. So it's very interesting to see how that changes over the time, if because if they really continue to stop and cancel orders, people will not have the option to get back to work once the lockdown is over. So that's something we have to keep in mind, and we have to look at it from the producer's point of view, and then automatically what it means for the workers that are employed by the producers. So maybe we give Amit a chance also to explain from his point of view, because he is a producer and he owns a factory and he employs 1,000 people that are on his payroll, and he employs them permanently, and they're from his area. So even for him, who is very much settled in his area and who has dedicated customers buying organic products, he fears similarly. So let's listen to him what his concerns are, and also what are his wishes and hopes for PureCots and for the sustainable textile industry to overcome that situation.
As you know, all our markets are in the Western countries of Europe, USA, New Zealand, and these countries also have been severely hit, and the market could be a little low. So we are worried about mainly and the work. We hope that we get enough work to sustain ourselves, to keep our livelihoods intact through this difficult phase. So it's very important that the consumers buy more responsibly. They choose fair trade organic products where the benefits of the transactions can be traced to where they are made and how the workers are treated and salaries are paid, etc. So such responsible consumerism is what we are looking forward to eagerly, with literal desperation in our eyes, because for us it's a matter of survival. We hope things settle down and the market doesn't drop drastically for a long time, because this could be lethal for us. And we hope demand slowly and steadily picks up and people buy as more responsible, from responsible brands. My message to everybody is to stay safe, follow the rules of the government, and get back to work and get back to routine in a more responsible way as soon as things open up. Thank you so much, and God bless our planet.
So very drastic words and thoughts from Amit, besides his very good wishes for everybody to take care of ourselves, of the planet, and also to follow the rules of the government. He clearly said it's for him and for the sustainable textile industry in particular, but also for the producers, it's a matter of survival. So we need to see how this interaction between customers, brands, and producers keeps rolling again after the lockdown is getting to an end in India, and how we will overcome that situation. Personally, I hope that this show, this podcast episode, has shown you how India and the textile industry is facing multiple issues at the moment due to this nationwide lockdown. So we have heard about the difference between local workers like at the PureCots factory that are from that remote area, that are getting a fixed salary and that have a contract at the company, whereas we have heard different stories of migrant workers that are more from the informal sector in the textile hub of Tirupur. Also, we have learned that the state of India has only little options to support the people in this very difficult and tough times due to this big population of 1.4 billion people. So many of the people do not have a social security system and they work in the informal sector. So healthcare insurance or unemployment insurance is something that they have never heard about. So they are totally on their own. So whereas PureCots was able to pay the wages for the months of March due to be working in the formal sector, many in the Tirupur area have been laid off, or there's simply no work because the factories have been shut down, so the producers can't offer them any work and so can't pay them any wages. On top of it, many international brands and big buyers have cancelled their order or put them on hold, which has bring further pressure to the producers because they don't know what to do once they reopen the factories. Basically, that's also one of the reasons why from day one, Mailerware has said that we stick to our producers like PureCots, but also our backpack producer or shoe producers. We have not canceled any order. We have not set anything on hold. Totally the opposite. We have encouraged them to keep doing their job once they are back to work, that they prioritize our orders, that we will take whatever we have ordered. And we even keep sampling with them the new styles for the spring summer collection 21 in order to make sure that they can maintain their business. And we encourage all the brands, maybe conventional ones or sustainable ones, to do the same, to support their producers, because we are mainly dealing with developing countries, even though they're doing a very good job already, but the situation due to the coronavirus is even worse in these kind of countries compared to what we are challenging at the moment in Europe. So we have to work together hand in hand. And from our end, we have seen that sustainable textile standards like the Fairtrade textile standard are helping us to make sure that even in tough times and in times where there are challenges and hits from outside, that certain standards are followed, that people do have a contract, that they have a social security systems, and that they are receiving their wages, so that the poorest of the poor are able to continue supporting their families and maintaining a life where they can afford foods and basic needs, especially when there are tough times. So I would like to thank a lot to Amit for giving us insights about this factory, and also to Santil to giving us insights on the hotspot of Tirupur area, for taking their time and sharing their views with you and as a listener. And I hope that this session has helped you to understand better what's going on right now in the textile industry in India in particular, and that you can understand better how everything is connected nowadays when it comes to the global textile supply chain. I hope personally that you enjoyed listening to this episode, and we are very happy if you follow our podcast Step Into the Future. Feel free to recommend it to your friends and families and relatives. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.